Men of God, arise as a PPK, priest, prophet, and king. The priest in you will bring the needs of your family and community to God. The prophet declares the word of God over his family. The king in you governs over all that God has entrusted you with. Join me, Apostle Gerald Benton, as I encourage, lead, and teach men to walk in their God-given kingdom role as a priest, prophet, and king.
Good afternoon or good evening. Whenever you see this, I'm Gerald, one half of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. You are joining me for a coach's moment. And as you can see the title, you can stop the argument. Arguments. So if you've been in a place where you constantly in arguments, I'm encouraging you to literally check yourself. You can't control anybody else, but you can control yourself. You understand what I'm saying? We can't control ourselves. We can't control anybody else. We can't make anybody else do something. We can't force anybody else to do something. But we can control ourselves by how we respond and what we do and our participation in the argument. And so people always ask me, well, did you and Yvette argue? Yeah, we argued. Yeah, we argued a lot. And it was a place where I would have something built up. She would want to talk and I would just feel a certain type of way. And all of a sudden, all of it just comes out. And when it comes out, when things just get built up, at some point and at some time, they're going to explode. But God is really wanting us to be more cautious about our role, how we respond, what's our participation in what did we do in this situation? And so we have to be really mindful of that place and not really be in our emotional place. So I'm going to read this scripture to you that really kind of sets this thing up. It's Proverbs 17 and 14. I'm reading out the Amplified Classic. It says, the beginning of strife is as when a water first trickles from a crack in a dam. How about this now? We all know that a dam builds up water. It holds up water. We're talking about it builds up. But then there's a crack that happens in this dam and then water just trickles out. And so here's that trickle effect. I'm sitting here, I'm holding up all, and this is good. This is really good for men because we like to hold stuff in. We like to hold stuff in. We don't really like to argue because we don't have that many words to really say. So we kind of hold all our words in until we get an opportunity to just let out all our words. But it's like that dam that's just trickling. And so you get a little bit of it. You get a little bit of the, I'm not listening to this or whatever it is. I don't want to hear all of that, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, now that's this dam is you steady hitting it. You steady coming at it. You steady. But here's the role. How are you? Are you trying to patch this dam up, or are you steady nagging at it or tapping it with a hammer? Tap, and all of a sudden the crack starts getting a little bit longer. Now a little bit more water coming out. So now you're getting more anger coming out. Now you're getting more of the frustration coming out. Now you get more of the irritation coming out. And some of the words that are being said are like venom. It's poisonous. It ain't good. It ain't building up. It ain't loving. It ain't kind. And so all of a sudden now you're wondering why this person or these two people are just spewing out all of these words, all of these things, because this stuff has been built up inside of you. It says the beginning of strife. Hello? The beginning of strife is as when water first trickles from a crack in a dam. Therefore, stop contention before it becomes worst and quarreling break out. What's your role in the stop the contention? At some point in some time, we got to realize that God is fighting the battle and that we can't constantly agitate, irritate, because I'm just being real. A lot of it is because we're in our emotions and our feelings, and our feelings and our emotions make us keep going. Even when we know the situation is getting volatile, even when we know the situation is getting worse, even when we know the situation is not going the way it should go, we'll keep going. Why? Because we'll say this, oh, you gonna hear what I gotta say. Oh, you gonna hear me. Or I ain't hearing nothing. Don't be talking to me. I don't wanna hear that. You better go about your business. Go in another room. Leave me alone. I ain't got time for all of that. You getting on my nerves. I'm starting to not like you. You hear all these nasty words? None of those words were build up. None of those words were, okay, I'm going to walk away from this situation because I understand that we're about to be in contention. I understand that we're about to go into a quarreling place. I understand that this thing can get, strife can come real fast in this situation. In this situation. Come on, man, this is a coaching moment. So if you was arguing last night, does it hurt you to go back and say, I'm sorry, I'm just sorry? Now, you might not be sorry for the content you use, but you got to be sorry for how you did it. You got to be sorry. If your content was bad, you got to be sorry for that too. But is it hurting you to go back and say, I'm sorry? Because let me tell you something. Me and my wife, when we get into these arguments or disagreements, we come back quickly with, I'm a sorry. And be genuinely sorry about it, because I'm sorry about my role. I'm sorry about how I responded. I'm sorry about how I allowed myself to be in my emotions. I'm sorry about the words that came out of my mouth. I'm sorry about that, because I understand the power of my words. I understand that when the enemy tries to get into me and cause me to say stuff or respond or roll my eyes or smack my lips or whatever it is that I'm doing, it's a problem. It's a problem. And if you don't think it's a problem, you need some deliverance. You need some deliverance. If you think it's okay to continue to quarrel, you think it's okay to continue to argue, you think it's okay to continue to be in a quarreling spirit or a contentious place or a place of strife, then you need some deliverance. If you're telling yourself, or if yourself is telling you, how about this? Because I got a scripture for that. If yourself is telling you that it's okay, it's a lie. Here I go. I'm going to give you a scripture for it. Let's do Romans 8:7, Amplified Classic. It says, that is because the mind of flesh with its carnal thoughts and purpose is hostile to God, for it does not submit itself to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. It is an enemy of God. So we're talking about your mind of your flesh, your mind right here, your thought pattern. Because the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he in his heart. So let me tell you something. When you've been sitting there all day long thinking about what you going to say and how you going to say it, and you don't care nothing about any, I'm fed up, I'm done with this, I'm going to let you have it. You've been thinking about this all day long. Then all of a sudden now that same thought pattern and that seed has been set in your heart. So now you, because you done got it all out, you think it's better? No. It's still in your heart. It's still in your thought pattern. Now you're dealing with this same stuff over and over and over again. So you end up having a quarreling spirit. Why? Because you never got your thought pattern right. You never renewed your mind. You never asked God to pluck out all of this quarreling in your heart. Some people, this is a generational curse. Your whole family like to argue. And they argue for no reason. No reason at all, because there's a spirit that's running through the bloodline that'll cause you to argue. You might have supposed to have been a lawyer, but nobody wanted to be a lawyer. You wanted to be a lawyer in your own home. So you just quarreled. You just argued. Have you ever, let's be real. Have you ever been in a place where everybody in the whole family like to argue? A family vacation or a family reunion, and everybody's just arguing. I mean, you can't hear nothing. Everybody's arguing. Like, everybody's arguing. That's a quarreling spirit. Contention is running through the household, running through the bloodline. Somebody got to be the one to stop it. Why that can't be you? And listen, and God gives us, I say this all the time. Every day we wake up, we get an opportunity to practice. Every day we get an opportunity to practice. I'm sorry. We get an opportunity to apply these scriptures. I get an opportunity to renew our mind. We get an opportunity to ask God to search our heart, that if he can find anything inside of us, in our heart, that it be removed as far as the east is from the west. Listen, man, this stuff's trying to get into your heart. But first it gets into your mind. So if you're a person, and I'm just saying, I'm telling you this because, you know, I understand the quarreling spirit. You know what I'm saying? I don't like to argue, but when I'm in it, I'm in it. You understand? When I'm in it, I'm in it. And so I'm practicing not to be in it. I'm practicing to be able to keep myself calm because I can, when I get in, I'm at 100. I don't go 1 or 2 or 5 and I'm from 0 to 100. I'm in it. So I understand that. I'm working on my deliverance and arguments and all of that. So I try my best not to argue with anybody. I try my best not to debate with anybody because I'm not into that place anymore. I'm not into that place anymore. So I'm encouraging you to understand what Proverbs 17 and 14 is saying. The beginning of strife is as when water first trickles from a crack in a dam. Therefore, stop contention before it becomes worse and quarreling breaks out. Stop it. You be the one to stop it. Don't be the one that's doing Romans 8. Says that is because the mind of the flesh, the mind of flesh with its carnal thoughts. I can do it. I got a right to say what I want to say. You've been acting up. You've been saying this stuff. You've been doing all of these things. I got a right to say what I'm saying. Your carnal mind. That's a carnal mind. It's a carnal mind. I'm sorry. I know you don't like it, but it's a carnal mind. It is what it is. Check your thinking, Gerald. I'm just saying. Listen, preaching to myself too. Check your thinking, Gerald. On all things. All things. See if your thinking is carnal. Because let me tell you something. With the carnal thoughts and purpose is hostile to God, for it does not submit. Are you a person that cannot submit? Are you a person that thinks submitting is a cuss word? Are you a person that can't submit to your spouse? Are you a person that constantly disrespects or dishonor your spouse? I'm talking about husband and wife. I ain't talking about just one. I'm talking about husbands and wife. This is a coaching moment. We trying to get ourselves set free from this quarreling spirit because this stuff divides a family. It divides communication. It divides friendship. It divides intimacy. It divides every aspect of it. But it's like a dam that's being built up. And then we wondering why when that dam break, you can't help it's separation is happening. Somebody hitting the door. Somebody wants a divorce. Somebody wants to quit. Somebody wants to give up. I'm just saying, because this stuff is built up, but nobody's tapped into who God is, what God is saying that he wants us to do. Now, first of all, we got to remind ourselves that this stuff don't happen overnight. This wasn't an overnight thing. So, and when it first started, that's when we had to deal with it. And when it first started, we had to get our mind right and get our thought pattern right. Because I'm telling you, listen, in Psalms 140 and 2, it says, they devise mischief in the hearts continually. These thoughts, once again, these thoughts, they get into the heart and they continue to fester. So if you've been cheated on, or if you've been lied to, if you've been hurt, if you've been disrespected or dishonored, all of these things, man, they get into your heart. And if you ain't dealt with them, it's a continual thing to gather together and to stir up wrath, to stir up. It's trying to stir you up. It's trying to get you into a place where there's a war that's getting ready to go on. And it's going to be a verbal war. And when this war breaks out, it is what it is. So I'm encouraging you today. I really am. That today is the day that you realize that you say enough is enough. Enough is enough. I'm not going to be the quarreler. I'm not going to be that person. I'm just not going to be that person. Listen, if you're a person that don't talk, and listen, it is what it is. But we're going to be praying that you become a better communicator. So if you got a spouse that does not communicate, but that just holds stuff in, you need to be praying that he's a better communicator or she's a better communicator. You have to be praying these things, not trying to force them to talk, not trying to force them. Because let me tell you something. The more you do it, the more stuff is building up. But if you're building, if you're speaking and building love and you building a level of communication that is positive, then at some point in some time, what is being released? Listen, it's not like a crack in it, but it's like sometimes a dam, the person with the dam, they have to release because of the pressure. You see what I'm saying? They have to release that pressure, not because there's a crack. It's because you manually lift it up, and so the water can flow through nice and smoothly. So there's a conversation that needs to be had nice and smoothly, that it's not an argument, it's not strife. You're not coming into this argument and you all built up. You're all angry. You're all frustrated. You're all irritated and agitated. And all you gonna get out of it is quarreling. All you gonna get out of it is contention. All you gonna get out of it is wrath. There's nothing smooth that's coming out of it. So if we actually submit to God and what God wants us to do, what he wants us to be like, how he wants us to sound, that's the place, yo. Listen to me. That's the place. That's the place. So I'm asking you today to search yourself. I mean, like literally search yourself and to find if there's anything, check your quarreling, check the arguments, check them. Go ask the Holy Spirit to remind you of some of the words that were said so you can go back and renounce them. Because we have said something in these arguments that was so foul and so jacked up that it's still holding these people in hostage. This stuff is still locked on to them. You might have in your words saying, I'm sorry, but in your heart, you ain't really sorry because you keep doing it. And the person that's sitting there listening, they're like, man, you ain't sorry. You just did this yesterday and you did it the day before and you're doing it again now. How could you be sorry? How could you be sorry? But you gotta, I'm sorry for my part in this. I'm sorry for me saying what I said to you. I'm sorry for making you feel a certain type of way. I'm sorry for me responding irrational, me responding childish. Think about this. If you a spouse where the spouse is gone, right? And the last time y'all actually had a conversation, it was not good. And so we want to go back and renounce some of the words. Cause if you wasn't building up, the words wasn't building up or encouraging and it was tearing down and it was, come on, let's go back and correct that. Okay. Let's go back and correct that. And then let's correct our thinking. Let's correct, ask God to search my heart. Search my heart, God. If I got any contention in my heart, any quarreling in my heart, any wrath in my heart, any argumentative spirit in my heart, break this stuff off my bloodline. I don't even want my children to be argumentative. I want them to have peace. I want them to operate in shalom. I want them to operate in a balance. I don't need them to have a spirit of divorce upon their life. A spirit of a separation on their life. Come on now. You don't want it just for you. You want this stuff to be broken off of your bloodline, off of your children's children. This stuff is curses. And we steady cursing ourselves. So today is the day I pray that we get set free from the quarreling spirit. You can stop the arguments. You can. So don't stop. Don't say that you can't. You can be the one that stops the arguments. You can be the one that walks in shalom peace. You can be the one that has a renewed mind. You can be the one that operates in a spirit of excellence, a spirit of peace, a spirit of joy, a spirit of a spirit of love. You can be that one. You got to choose to. You got to be able to submit to God and say, okay, God, I'm that vessel. I understand that I haven't always done it that way. I understand I have let you down many times, but God, I'm getting back on the potter's wheel and I need your hands to be upon me and I need you to make me over. I need you to tear up and tear down everything that wasn't right, that was bad, that was causing me to be in error. I need your help. And be okay with God putting his hands on you. Because what he says is, he says, I chastise the ones I love. So don't be afraid and don't be mad when God start chastising you. Talking about how you talking. Talking about how you rolling your eyes. Talking about how you rolling your head. How you disrespecting. Don't be mad when he starts correcting you. Don't be mad when he starts adjusting you. Don't be mad. Don't get in your feelings. Today is a day that we're adjusting, that we're not going to be the ones to argue. You're going to go into your family reunion, because you know it's summertime now, so people have family reunions and all. This is a perfect time for that. So can you be the one that shuts down arguments in the family reunion? Are you going to be that one? Or are you going to join in? Or this right here? Oh, I'm not going to be around that. I'm going to go over here. But why you can't be the one be like, hey. Can we calm down? Because it's not that serious. Whatever this conversation is, it's not that serious. That where we need to be yelling at each other, the way that we have to be cursing at each other, that we have to be doing any kind of contention or quarreling with each other. Because at the end of the day, when none of it gets corrected, everybody goes home mad at each other. And then now I don't want to be around that person. See what I'm saying? See how the enemy divides? But it got to be somebody that's going to be the peacemaker. So if that's going to be you, listen, if that's going to be you, just say, I declare that I am the peacemaker. I'm the peacemaker. Declare that. I am the peacemaker. And understand this. God sees your declaration that you're going to be a peacemaker, and the enemy sees that you're going to be a peacemaker. So both of them going to see if you're going to actually do what you said you're going to do. Just being real. So I pray that this thing bless you, stretches you, motivated you, even push you. Listen, I'm all about the coaching moments. I don't have time. I don't have time to be playing. I don't have time to be sugarcoating it. It is what it is. It's going to be God or it's going to be God. We can't operate in this carnal place anymore. We can't operate in this worldly mindset. We can't operate in ourself, our selfish ways, me, myself, and I. We can't do it anymore. So I'm encouraging you to step out of that. I'm encouraging you to get some deliverance from that and declare that you are the peacemaker, that wherever you go and wherever you tread your feet, peace is coming. I'm going to have peace in my home. I'm going to have peace with my relationship with my spouse. I'm going to have peace with my children. I'm going to have peace on my job. I'm going to have peace everywhere I go, even in the grocery store. And when I go to the family reunion or any family function, I'm going to be the one that brings peace. I'm going to be the peacemaker. Well, when I show up, there won't be no arguing. You got to start declaring these things. You got to start speaking these things. Open your mouth, like just like you open your mouth to do arguments and all of that. Open your mouth and build up. Open your mouth and declare something that's positive. Open your mouth and declare the word of God over every situation and watch what happens. Let me tell you something. God start reversing the curses. God start reversing the curses. What you once thought was a person that never liked to talk is a person that can't even stop talking now. Jesus, you've been crying. Oh, they don't talk. Oh, they don't communicate. And all of a sudden you start putting in work. You start putting in the work. You start doing what God says do. You start changing who you are. You start changing from the inside out. And then all of a sudden now that person, they wasn't a talker. And all of a sudden now they're opening their mouth. They're saying certain things. They're communicating little things. They're communicating their heart. And all of a sudden now you got somebody that's communicated. That's like an open dam. You don't open up slowly, opening up the floodgate slowly. You know, water just start coming out smoothly. It wasn't like a dam that you broke, that it was spitting out, you know, out of a crack, but it was the dam that was being released, and it was just slowly flowing out. And then as you continue to let it flow, you can lift it up a little bit more. Now you're getting a little bit more water. Let me tell you something. Come on, man. Check this out now, because it's a process of how we release these things. Don't allow bad communication or letting these things build up, because let me tell you, it's like high blood pressure. It'll kill you slowly. Holding that stuff in will kill you slowly. You better let that stuff go. You better let it go. And listen, we got to create environments for these people. I don't care if it's a female or a male. We got to create atmospheres that allow these people to be able to release this stuff, be able to talk about this stuff. Come on. We got to be able to talk about it. We got to be able to release it, because listen, you can talk about these quarreling things. You can spit out of this quarreling, this contention, and this rap stuff, because it's all built up. Come on. Let's what being built up is love. Let's build up love. Let's build up great communication. Let's build up oneness. Let's build up peace in our relationship and let it flow out. And then the conversations are so clearly now. The conversations are pure. The conversations are lovely. The conversations are building up. Come on, y'all. It's not a tear down session. It's a build up session. Declare that over yourself. I'm a build up and I ain't tearing down. This is a build up conversation. I come to build you up. I ain't come to tell you that. I don't care how mad I am. I come to build you up. You know how hard that is when you sitting there spewing anger and all of a sudden you change how you gonna talk? You change your conversation? No, I'm not gonna talk about how I've been disrespected. I'm not gonna talk about how you hurt me. I'm not gonna talk about how you did this and did that to me. I'm gonna talk about how much I love you. I'm gonna talk about how much I care for you. I'm gonna talk about how much of a greater man that I know you are. I'm gonna talk about how much of a lovely woman and a respectful woman that you are. I'm gonna talk about that. I'm gonna change the conversation. I'm gonna flip the script. God doesn't need you walking around angry. He doesn't need you walking around with strife. He doesn't need you walking around with a generational curse of being an argumentative person. He doesn't need that. A combative person, a defensive person, a person that just constantly, He don't need that. So I'm encouraging you to get some deliverance. I'm encouraging you to change the way you think, to change the way you see. I mean, I'm encouraging you just to when you know you're getting ready to get into an argument, change your vocabulary. Change what you're getting ready to say. Adjust what you're getting ready to say. Build up and not tear down. Try it. It's practice. Because if you've been in an argument for so long and you always arguing, now it's time to practice something different. At least you get an opportunity to practice. Because when you're dead and gone, you don't get that practice anymore. Or even when they're gone, you don't get the practice no more. Now that they're gone, now it's time to, okay, can you build up? Oh, my spouse is not here. I haven't talked to my spouse. Then pray. Pray what type of conversations that you want to have. God, forgive me for being contentious. Forgive me for being quarreling. Forgive me for being driving them out. Forgive me for always arguing. Father, I declare that my marriage is in my communication with my spouse is lovely and peace and harmony. I pray that it is a build up and it's not a tearing down. It's a restoring place. I pray that this thing bless you, encourages you, and stretches you. This is a coach's moment. Well, thank you for joining me today on the Priest, Prophet, and King podcast. I hope this message has inspired you to understand and walk in your biblical role of a PPK in your family and community. Men, if you need strategies to help you navigate through hard places in your life,
join me Monday and Wednesday at 8 a.m. for PPK Podcast, The Making of a Kingdom Man,
where men from all over the world come to talk strategies with the Word of God being our foundation. You can go to our website, ppkglobal.org, for more information. If you need accountability, training, and mentoring, check out our King's Army, training men to walk in their divine positions as heads of the family, God's way. Listen, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast of your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. I would love to hear from you, so please leave me a review and send me your thoughts and questions. You can also follow me on Facebook, PPK, Priest, Prophet, and King, IG, PPK Global, Spotify, Apple Music for more updates and information. I will be back next week with more insight into the recipe of a kingdom man. Until then, remember, day by day, situation by situation, we have to get better. I pray you continue to be blessed in your journey as a priest, prophet, and king. See you next week.